WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump has announced that he will name New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the UN. Trump also naming his former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan as the country's new border czar. Trump says Homan will also be in charge of the deportation of thousands of illegal immigrants back to their country of origin. Fire crews on both coasts of the United States are battling wildfires. ABC's Ginger Z has more on the blazes burning along the New York-New Jersey border, with the smell of smoke wafting north and over the Connecticut area as well. Here's ABC's Ginger Z.
The smoke, that's not going to go away. With the wind pushing through, some of the fire that we're watching looks like it'll go right through, say, just south of Bedford, Ossining, over to Greenwich. Stamford should smell and feel it.
The Santa Ana winds help with mountain fire in Southern California this weekend, but a new front that could bring more winds to Ventura County is probably going to cause problems. This is ABC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows $3.4 billion in school tax increases were approved by voters last Tuesday. The largest were two measures in Madison that increased spending by $600 million over the next 21 years. Other major increases were approved in Kaukauna, Green Bay, and Janesville. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to slow down for roadside workers. Wisconsin's Move Over law requires drivers to provide a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles that are stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. And as temperatures begin to drop, Alliant Energy reminds you to keep an eye and ear out for signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas has an odor like rotten eggs, and a blowing gas leak could make a hissing sound, a roar, or whistling near an appliance. If you notice any of these signs, move to a safe location and call 911.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47. 99.7.
Maximum hits 99.
Life what you had, and my mind goes back to us.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:10 on Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. This morning, temperatures will fall throughout the day with the temp around 40 degrees by 5 o'clock tonight. So make sure you have a coat with you. Winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 27. On Tuesday, sunny with a high of 49. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Rain chances in the afternoon with a high of 49. On Thursday, warming up, partly sunny, a high of 52. Friday will be sunny and beautiful with a high of 57. Looking out to the weekend, highs in the mid-50s, rain chances on Saturday. Currently 46 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily, on this Veterans Day.
Yes, it is. And happy Veterans Day to all of you out there. There's some really amazing things happening in terms of celebration today. Do you mind if I go ahead and share the information
about what's happening
at the Civic Center?
This is a teamwork.
I know. Yeah. Well, and this is really cool. I really appreciate this. I just want to say, too, like, Baraboo just continues to just, it never ceases to amaze me at how amazing the community is in Baraboo in their organization of recognizing all the special things and coming together for all the special things. Today, absolutely included an observance of Veterans Day at the Baraboo Civic Center. There is going to be an observation of Veterans Day. I love this. Patriotic music played by Baraboo High School Band and Choir. I love that. Love that so much. Additional music from the students of St. Joseph Catholic School and Baraboo Community Christian School. Inspiring messages that recognize and thank our veterans. Display of historic military memorabilia. And an outdoor gun salute by the Baraboo Veterans Honor Guard. I mean, that is incredible. That would be such an amazing thing. So if you have time in order to do that today, it says here, again, it's at the Baraboo Civic Center. That's 124 2nd, downtown Baraboo, today at 11 o'clock. So definitely head over there. I think the weather's going to hold and might be a little windy, and bring your jacket. But, I mean, you get to hear music. You get to have, like, moments of observation. There's going to be some history up. I mean, what an amazing event. This is put on by Baraboo Area Veterans. And that's a group of representatives from various Baraboo veterans groups and organizations with a mission. So, yeah, their mission is definitely to, you know, create observances and things for days like this. So don't miss that if you have a chance at 11 o'clock to head down to the Civic Center. It sounds like it's going to be quite beautiful. So I'm definitely going to try to be down there. I'll be in the area. So I'm going to try to head over there around 11 o'clock if I can get there. I will be there. So hopefully I'll see some of you there and hear some really great music put on by the high school.
Yeah, it's a fantastic event. We thank everyone that's involved in doing that and honoring our veterans today. And as a reminder, the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 is having their Veterans Day tomorrow, November 12th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. This will be held at the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688, 401 Oak Street in Baraboo. Free for veterans, $10 for adults, $5 for children. So thank
you. And they're putting out some food. Yeah, it's a dinner,
yes,
right?
Yeah, it is. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, vegetables.
Yep.
It's a great event and a great cause.
What a great way to, you know, recognize always kind of what we were talking about earlier is coming together for a meal, right? I mean, that's the way that we really always have, way back far in time, shared community, you know, is breaking bread with people. So I think that's tomorrow night to enjoy that over there at the Elks would be really fascinating and really amazing. I bet you'll hear, if you just sit and listen, I bet you'll hear some really amazing stories from some folks that have been through it. So yeah, check those things out in observance of Veterans Day today. And then we also get to observe some really cute animals today, right, Dave?
We do. So we have our Pets of the Week from the Saucony Humane Society. For more information, you can go to saukhumane.org. Emily, why don't you talk about our cat today?
Sure. This kitty cat is only 7 months old, and his name is Esme. He's a black and white domestic short hair. It's so cute. It says he's a black and white domestic short haired young man who is an affectionate and outgoing ball of energy. Esme enjoys toys and batting at anything that dangles in front of him. Esme can entertain himself with small mouse toys and balls, batting them across the floor. A cat tunnel is a great way to get out the zoomies. While playful and active, Esme can also be a lap cat and enjoy lots of attention and petting. Esme is neutered and will be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. So definitely visit your Saucony Humane Society site, and I believe probably all their social media platforms. They also have everything up there in terms of Facebook and things with photos and all that fun stuff. So Esme is super adorable, and I really like, he's got like this cute little like black blotch on his chin that like is totally not symmetrical and
it
really
is.
Gives him a lot of personality. I really appreciate that because cats are like so cool, right? They like walk around and strut and they're like, oh yeah, like, you know, they think that they're the on the highest plane of existence, right? And then you they just have goofy some kind of goofy coat, and they don't realize it. And they're like, "What? That was meant to be there. That's why I'm so amazing." So anyway, he is really cool. Check him out if you thinking about adopting an animal. I think he looks like a really nice choice because it sounds like he's really playful too, which is nice for kitties. So
it is beautiful cat for sure. And speaking of beautiful, we have Nova, a 6-year-old American Blue Heeler mix, who was surrendered to the shelter with their other dog, Diesel, who's 2 from last week, and another dog, MJ, possibly their puppy. Nova enjoys walks and does great on a leash, enjoying all the smells along the way. She is a sucker for attention, and she will love you forever if you are great at belly rubs. Her house training will require some patience from her new family, but with consistent schedule and routine, she will learn. Nova could share her home with another dog, cats, and kids. Nova is spayed and will be microchipped and up to date on her vaccines before going home. Again, you can see these pictures of our pets of the week at sockhumane.org. And also, the Sock Humane Society 2025 calendar is at the shelter and on sale. Stop in and purchase one for yourself and maybe several as great Christmas gifts. The cost is only $10 each and helps the homeless shelter animals, Emily.
Oh, I really love that. You know, I've done that before, which I think is a super great way to give back. I mean, we're all busy. We have tons going on. There's ways to donate to lots of different causes, right? And right now we're specifically talking about the Sauk County Humane Society. So again, it's getting close to Christmas time, right? So if you need thoughts for gifts, everybody needs a calendar. I don't care if we all have calendars on our phones. Hanging calendar on your wall is in a place that you see it every day really does help remind you of what is happening for the day, especially if you're trying to kind of manage a bunch of different people's schedules in your house, like if you've got kids and such. It's just nice for everyone to have an at-a-glance thing. So I'm a huge fan of wall calendars. Also, you get really awesome pictures with them. And in this case, it's going to be, you know, some of the animals that have come through the Humane Society. So it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be cute. And it's also going to give you an opportunity to have something with your $10 that you're giving to the Humane Society. So what a great idea. So definitely swing by. Those are on sale right now. And you can, you know, stop on by the shelter. Also, I really like, they're talking about, so the social media platforms are Whiskers and Wags posts on Facebook spotlighting our shelter animals. If not, pop in, you know, virtually to Facebook and check that out. Also, super quick, I love this note. I just have to share this. This Saturday, November 16th, we could probably talk about this again, but I'm just going to need to talk about it right now. It's National Slobber Appreciation Day. Woot, woot, woot. Who doesn't love a good slobber and some drool from their favorite pooch? If you don't have one, you have no clue what you are missing.
So I long ago had
a big baby of a Rottweiler, and he was he would chew and chew and chew on bones and toys and just get covered in slobber and then shake his head, and it would just wound, that spit would wind around his nose and his snout, and he just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And then he'd come and put his head in my lap and leave a big old patch of nasty drool. So yeah, it was all love. And this little dog I have right now isn't quite the slobberer, but my last dog was a bulldog, and I got loved with slobber all the time. So yeah, I'm a fan. So I'm gonna say it's nasty, but appreciate it and celebrate it this Saturday the 16th.
Right.
And get a good old slappy kiss from one of your pooch pals, because it is kind of a special kind of love.
It is a special kind of love. And as a reminder, the Sauk County Humane Society is running low on peanut butter and canned dog food, and they have their low cost spay and neuter clinic for cats held on Tuesday and Thursday. They're always booked way in advance, so call the shelter at 608-356-2520 to book your appointment. More information about the Pets of the Week and their spay and neuter clinics can be found at sockhumane.org. Emily, you'll be back with me in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about calendar days, and then after that, we'll have Hanging with Havel.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So coming up, we are going to have a Jesse's Girl with Rick Springfield after a few words from our sponsors on Max FM.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center consumer advocate and marketplace specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by Baldwin Funeral Services. Sherry and David from Baldwin Funeral Services would like to invite you to join them in expressing a heartfelt thanks to our neighbors and fellow citizens who have served in our nation's armed forces. Baldwin Funeral Services at 520 East Street of Baraboo, serving the community for over 80 years. Call 608-356-4656 to make arrangements. That's 608-356-4656.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
And more 99.7 Max FM 8:23 on Monday morning. That was Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, Dave and Emily in the Mornings, More Music Mornings. And you know, I don't know how good a friend he really is, Emily.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like the last time you played that song, you were like, because sometimes, just so you people out there know, there's sometimes some behind the scenes conversations happening with us before. Yes. There's music on and we're not talking to you. But one of the messages was, or one of the messaging I should say was, this is probably a song about one of the worst friends in history, which is totally true. It's a great song. Don't get me wrong.
It is,
if you listen
yes.
to the lyrics, you're kind of like, dude. Like, first of all, he sounds like a stalker. Second of all, he's totally backstabbing his friend. And third of all, he like somehow is blaming her for all of the things. And I just think all around, it's not a good message, but it is fun. So if you ignore the words and just sing along with the chorus, I guess, and just kind of dance to the music, then you can let it slide. Let it slide. But moving on to other things today.
Calendar days.
Yeah. So obviously we talked about today's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of you out there who have served. We appreciate your service. We appreciate all the stories and all the things you can bring to us to help us learn the things that you've been through. So that is a big one. There's a couple of things going on in Baraboo today. One thing going on in Baraboo today at 11 at the Civic Center. There's going to be some music by the high schools and some memorabilia out. So go check that out. And then tomorrow at the Elks Club, there's a dinner. I believe it was a 6 p.m. start, if I'm incorrect on that, go ahead and holler out. And then I just want to focus on one other calendar day's feature today, November 11th, Anti-Bullying Week. I really, really appreciate this. So it's not just a day, but they're starting the whole week. Like, the schools, I have to say, have done a great job in, at least, you know, in my kids' generation, I see anti-bullying, you know, education out there constantly in the hallways, and they've got, you know, they'll have part of it in their classroom curriculum. And I just really appreciate that, because I remember, I mean, I had a great childhood experience in school, but that doesn't mean it wasn't without that. Like, I saw it all the time. I wasn't a victim of bullying myself, except for one or two times, but there's some people that's how they, every day they go to school, and that's what they fear, and that's what they face. So it's a real issue. And you know, when you're a victim of that, on either end, really, there's reasons for why people behave that way, and it needs to be nipped in the bud, right? Because up into adults that have anxieties, or that have fears, or that have, you know, feelings that they can push people around or whatever, you know, like, either way, none of it's coming from a great place, and it can be addressed early in childhood, and it can be, you know, I don't know about fixed is the right word, but it can be addressed, and it can be worked with definitely by the folks in your school. So, definitely keep that top of mind this week. You know, if you've got kids, if you are a kid, or there's any way that you interact with, you just, and adults bully too. So let's just be kind. That's kind of all of our feelings all the time in this show, is just, you know, step forward with kindness. It's really a lot easier than anything else that you can do.
Yeah.
So
it is so important to please be kind. And I like you mentioned, this happens a lot in schools, and it's never a good thing. So always be kind. And if you notice it's happening, please say something, because you don't want it to lead to where an adult is bullying in the future. And I have seen that happen before, where there are adults that are bullies, and it's just not cool. And it's such an important awareness as we talk about that today. So
yes,
I completely agree with you. A couple of fun ones we have out there is National Sundae Day. You know, we all love our ice cream here at Max FM. And it's National Origami Day. So I would never have the patience for it, but it's, you know, a very good one today. And most importantly, as we've talked about, it is Veterans Day. So please thank a veteran if you see them today. And if you get a chance to participate in these celebrations, please do so. It's not too much to ask. Just take a few minutes out of your day and do this today. Right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is also, you know, like you said, it used to be Armistice Day, and there is quite many amount of countries actually that are also celebrating Armistice Day today. So this is a worldwide phenomenon of recognition today. So whatever that means to particular cultures in different places of the world, it is a day of taking pause to celebrate and to remember and to appreciate. So definitely do that. And then on a light note, I'm sorry, this is just funny. So again, some of the pictures that come with these are great. So November 11th is Happy Metal Day. And I think that they're talking about like metal, like as in aluminum and things like that.
Yep.
I don't know. But in the picture, it says it's not all doom and gloom. In fact, some metal can even be uplifting. And they've got a picture of like a punk rock show with somebody like jumping into the crowd and probably about to get, you know, crowd surfed along, and a good looking mohawk, and like all the things that make, you know, people that appreciate metal music and punk rock music be uplifted. So I appreciate the picture, because
I do too.
Yeah, I just kind of appreciate that scene. So, you know, happy Metal Day, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to end our day. Happy Metal Day. So, well, Emily, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate you as always.
As always, you too, sir.
And you will be back with us at 7:10 tomorrow morning. Coming up right around 8:35, we're going to have Hanging with Havel and Dave on Max FM.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage.
This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 43, but the Bucks fell short in a 113-107 loss to the Boston Celtics on Sunday at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That's back-to-back losses for the Bucks, who fall to 2-8 on the season. College basketball, John Tanjay and Stephen Crowell both scored 17 each to lead the Badgers to an 87-56 win over Appalachian State in a 3-0 start to their season. The Badgers trailed 17-8 in the first half before going on a 24-0 run to take control. Women's play, Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start, knocked off Georgetown 79-61. Marquette dropped to 0-2. They fell to Illinois 65-53. NFL Packers had the weekend off, but the Lions came from 16 down at halftime to beat Houston 26-23. Sam Darnold tossed three interceptions for the Vikings, but they held off Jacksonville 12-7. The Bears fell to the Patriots 19-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
City weather.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7 Max FM. There goes my old girlfriend. There's another diamond ring. And an old losing late night promises. I guess they don't mean a thing. So baby, what's the story? Did you find another man? Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. Ooh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat, yeah. Tell me what it takes.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you going on 8:36 a.m. It is time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, joins us for his sixth NFL season. Chris is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start and as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and now in his 24th season as host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Havel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. I'm joined by Chris Havel. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you. It's a blustery, wintry feeling kind of day outside, but you know, we're nice and cozy inside, and I'm at my folks here and Adam's Friendship visiting and always good stuff there. So glad to be with you. You sound even closer than when I'm in Green Bay, Dave. I like it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're not that far down the road from you per se, so I'm glad you're able to get a little time up there. And you know, it is cooling down out there. I had to grab my sweatshirt this morning. I was not ready for that yet, but you know, it was an interesting day in the NFL, to say the least.
Oh, that is for sure. I mean, now I know it's one time we talked and the Packers ended up tripping up a little bit, but we did not visit, did we, before the Lions game?
No, that's about it. That sounds right.
Okay, we broke our streak then, so now
we're
going ahead. We're going to get another W here coming up against the Bears on Sunday. But yes. I have to say, Packers-Bears, really interesting. It'd be easy to overlook the Bears a little bit based on their awful play yesterday and really the last 3 weeks. But I think the Packers, everyone from Brian Gutekunst on down, Dave, says they understand the situation. Nobody out there at 1265 feels like they don't have the talent to be able to get where they want to go, to get deep into the playoffs beyond and all of that. But clearly the mistakes have been self-inflicted. We've heard a lot of that lately, but I think they have fixable flaws, and we'll get to those a little bit later on. But boy, oh boy, yesterday from noon to darn near midnight, the NFC North, Dave, was getting after it, and the AFC South decided to get after the NFC North a little bit. I mean, the Packers ran the table in the AFC South 4-0, bless the AFC South, but you thought you'd get a little bit of help yesterday from some teams, and it didn't quite shake out that way, Dave.
That's right, Chris. The Packers almost got some help from the Texans and the Jaguars, and they didn't. We got to talk about that.
Boy, I'll tell you, we'll start with the Texans and the Lions down in Houston last night. And so you tune in and you're thinking, well, how is this going to shake out?
Right.
See if the Texans can hang in there. And I know Packer fans, and I do have to laugh at some of them anyway, who say, well, yeah, those wins over the Colts and the Titans and the Texans, even the circumstances being what they are, the heck with that. In the NFL, when you get a win, you will take it every single time. I don't care the opponent or whether it's your starter or backup quarterback playing. And I thought last night the Texans didn't surprise me because they got embarrassed last week, and I thought they would come out and play pretty well. Now, they're still missing a lot of their receivers and their weapons. But on the other hand, they were able to build a 23-7 halftime lead, which could have been more sizable. Unfortunately, it wasn't for the Packers' sake anyway. Jared Goff, talk about coming back to earth.
Wow. What he was on a crazy game for him.
Oh, man, a phenomenal stretch where he had more or as many almost completions or incompletions touchdown passes. The ratio was incredible. People talking MVP and for all the right reasons with Jared Goff. And then he reverted back to one of those games that you'll see every now and then from every NFL quarterback, really the greatest to the worst. But in Goff's case this year, really kind of staggering. It was like when Aaron Rodgers would throw an interception when he was really going great. Nowadays he's playing like Caleb Williams or vice versa. So he's diminished to that. But you look at Jared Goff, five interceptions. The guy had four coming into the game. He was determined to catch Jordan Love with 10 interceptions.
Right.
Before the game was over, I swear.
Five first half. Mm-hmm. And that was crazy the way that first half started. I mean, to be down 23-7, and like you said, three interceptions, and then to all of a sudden come back in the second half and still have two more and bounce back. What, 19 unanswered points to win that game?
Yeah, 19 straight for the Lions, capped by Jake Bates' 52-yard field goal as time expired. Previously to that, he had nailed a 58-yarder, which tied for the third longest in Lions history. So he's a rookie who doesn't play like one or kick like one. He never played football until his senior year of high school. He was a soccer guy. And then he was selling shoes of all things or auto parts or something crazy in Houston last year at this time.
Wow.
And now he's winning games and darn near being carried off the field after a huge win against the Texans. And the 58-yarder was just grazed the right upright. The 52-yarder to win it just snuck inside the left upright. But you know what? He wasn't missing it right or missing it left. He was just tucking it inside, and that's really all you need to do. So for him, he said it's crazy and kind of mind-boggling, just like it was watching Jared Goff play that poorly. But I do think the Packers came out of that with some things that we can talk about that it should benefit them based on what the Texans did last night to them. And then earlier in the day, Vikings 12-7 at
Jacksonville.
Oh, man, it was their fewest points scored all season by the Vikings, and yet they managed to improve to 7-2. And it took Cameron Bynum's end zone interception with less than 2 minutes to play. Mac Jones replaced Trevor Lawrence and actually played fairly well, I suppose you could say. But the fact of the matter, it took an end zone interception at the end to stave off the Jaguars. And you look at where the Packers
are.
All field goals. And really the Vikings, Sam Darnold, we'll get to him a little bit later too. A dreadful day really for all three of the other quarterbacks in the division. So that boded well for the Packers because Goff was awful. Cameron Bynum's interception saved Sam Darnold's bacon. He had three interceptions, Darnold did, on the day. And their passer ratings, one was like 58-something for Goff, season low, and I think Sam Darnold's was worse even with the three picks. Didn't generate much on offense, so there's some hope there. And then the dreadful Bears, they 4-5 now after that 4-2 start. That feels like forever ago to me, and I wonder what it feels like for Bears fans other than, same old, Bears still suck. Caleb Williams, 16 completions. He was sacked, Dave, 9 times.
That's incredible.
Incredible. Caleb Williams being sacked 9 times or Jared Goff throwing 5 interceptions or Sam Darnold throwing 3 interceptions. All of that went on yesterday, but boy, the Bears in that offense look just awful. So I hope the Packers take that with a grain of salt, but also really key it up and dial it up to try to get some sacks because they should be able to get their own against the Bears coming up on Sunday. But I'd have to say, Dave, the news wasn't all bad, for the Packers.
Well, that's a good thing, you know. I mean, because, yeah, watching what happened with the Bears yesterday, I mean, and I will say this, with the whole Goff, 5 interceptions, 1 game, that one just caught me off guard. I did not expect the started Lions the way they started. It kind of reminded me of the old school Lions yesterday is when they started that game. And then, okay, yeah, they come back in the second half and get it in there. And then you get the Bears, and it's like, you know, you never know what's going to happen with the Bears. I think that's the other part, that when you go into it, you go, okay, yeah, Bears aren't having a great season. Then all of a sudden, what happens when they play the Packers?
Mm-hmm. And that'll be interesting, because for all the Bears' flaws on offense, and Caleb Williams looks every bit the rookie quarterback, and he's regressed a little bit now, and that's part of what you'll see the up and the down with Jordan Love, injuries aside. It was basically a steady ascension from the start of last season to where they were going into this season, and I do think injuries have affected him mightily. I don't think there's any doubt. And some will say, well, that's excuse making for Jordan Love. Those decisions, what did bad decisions have to do with the injury? Well, it's all connected. Believe you me, when you feel like you should be able to escape pressure to get that extra tick to get a pass off and you can't, he's still inexperienced in trying to deal with injuries. And I think through all of this, the hope for the Packers is that he learns how to handle injuries if, God forbid, he is injured again or beat up. But the better thing is he still was able to function where they're, you know, 9th in points scored in the NFL. The offense has not been all that bad at times. The problem has been the inconsistency. The problem has been in the red zone. And, again, part of that is penalties and inconsistency, because when you're 1st and 10 at the 15 and suddenly it's 1st and 15 at the 20, the whole thing changes the dynamic. Or worse, a hold for 1st and 10 at the 25, which is we've seen over and over this year. Got to get it right in the red zone. Got to clean up those penalties. The drops, 24 drops for the Pack receivers this season.
That's not good.
9 games. No, I mean, nearly 3 a game. It just, those are drives. Those are 24 drives that basically are drive killers. And you just cannot have that. The luxury of having to have a big margin of error is kind of gone in the NFL these days. You let teams come back, especially good teams, they'll make you pay for it, Dave. And I do think the good news part of it is the Packers got so much of it is their own doing. And right. How they refocus and all of that, I think that's up to Matt LaFleur. But,
and now, with the way the Packers have been playing, with the drops, they've seemed to have been heavily penalized this season as well. Do you think that's something that's going to contribute this week as well?
Well, they've got to find their focus, however that is, each guy, and really lock in, as they say, because it has been not just one guy, and that's kind of the problem. If it's one guy, you bench him, you replace him, and you move on. But it has been up and down all over. I'll give you the example in the Lions game. Brian Branch gets booted out. 2 15-yard penalties. You're set up 1st down at the Lions 32. Here we go. And Romeo Doubs, false start. Right away.
That killed
the very
him.
First. You can't even get the snap off, and you're already 1st and 15. They ended up not scoring on that drive in a 10-point loss. And I don't think the Packers would have beat the Lions the way they were playing that day. But those kind of mistakes that you talk about, you just cannot have those, the repeats. And 6 drops against the Lions on a wet day, supposedly Packer football weather. Well, you better prepare for it. And I do think Matt LaFleur may have learned a lesson. Mike Holmgren used to be a big believer in soaking the footballs when he knows it's going to be wet.
And that was smart. That was
Brett Favre with the big hands and all that. He would do that, and they would practice that way because it changes the weight of the ball a little bit, how the wobble looks, the whole thing. And Matt LaFleur is not a believer in that. He thinks that's kind of a bunch of hogwash. Well, he may change his tune on that, because guess what the Lions did before that game, Dave? They soaked the footballs in a tub, got them soaking wet, and then said, here, go play. Sent them out for recess, and boy, they seemed to have a ball with the wet footballs.
They did.
And it didn't bother them a bit. They were barely inconvenienced with the weather. And the other thing the Packers need to learn from the Lions is how to focus, how to lock in, and you know, the weather, the location, the opponent, be damned. It's more about who you are, who you're going to be that day. And I hope the Packers kind of take a lesson from that last loss as well. But it's a hard thing to sit and chew, Dave, on a loss like that for 2 weeks going into this Bears game. You hope. What's your guess? Will they come out angry, do you think, and rile up? Because the Texans looked like it last night. Now, they couldn't sustain it, but that wasn't the Bears they were playing. That was the Lions.
Right, and that's exactly it. And I think that the tough part going into this game with the Bears is with going into that bye week, if we came immediately out of lines, went in against the Bears, they're going to be loaded and ready for Bear. Now we've had a week to kind of sit on and stew on. We need to have that same focus this week. I think they can do it, but having that week off, I definitely think sets them back a little bit. Now, do we know how Jordan Love's health is right now or where things are at with our quarterback?
That's a million-dollar question right there. And I think something that yesterday watching games, because you do have the luxury of watching everybody else and kind of get refreshed on what's going on around the league. It's like the ostrich, you pull your head up out of the sand. Oh, yeah, there is the rest of the league going on.
Right.
And the thing that stood out to me, one of the things, Jalen Hurts, the way he carved up the Cowboys in Dallas yesterday, like an early Thanksgiving turkey, he was healthy for the first time. And if you recall, there was a stretch last year where they were great guns. They might have been 9-0 or 8-0 at the time, and they just kind of limped into the postseason and won and done. And a lot of that, I mean, Jalen Hurts was dragging that left leg around, his left knee, same as Jordan Love, and he never was himself. And I remember hearing the conversations, well, maybe Hurts isn't as good as we thought. No, he's every bit as good as you think, if you think that. It's the injuries. And while it sounds like an excuse, it's also a reason. And now with Hurts healthy yesterday, looking at him go against the Cowboys, the Eagles are going to be a handful in the NFC. And the difference, Jalen Hurts is healthy. Jordan Love gets back 100%, and I mean really 100%, not this kind of half limping or right before a last play at the end of the first half. Oh, geez, now it looks like he was, you know, severely injured, limping in the locker. That stuff, they got to try to get that behind him. Now, I don't know if the groin thing's going to be nagging the rest of the year.
I do, too.
If it isn't, I think they're going to be fine, and I think he'll be back to people loving on Love, and it'll be all good going forward because he has a defense to back him this year. What I'm hopeful for, if the injury does linger, Dave, is that the experience of how to treat it, how to deal with it, the play caller, how to protect him a little bit without having to concede too much of your playbook, I think would be a big bonus for Love, even if he is a little bit nagged up the rest of the way, because pretty much most of those guys are playing hurt on some level or another once midseason rolls around. So I have hope for Love that even if he's not totally healthy, which is my wish, that if he is beat up still a little bit, he'll be able to deal with it much better, having the 2 weeks to kind of analyze where were the mistakes coming from, what led to them, and how do we, as they say, clean it up. There for a while against the Lions, they keep talking about cleaning it up. I was going to get him a Packer pooper scooper for their puppies when they get home to use. Maybe that'll remind him to stay on point if you have less to clean up all the time. But I do. I think Jordan Love's health is key. And we don't know, Dave, but that's a big thing. Other thing I took away from watching the Lions last night, it was commented on a couple of times, Jack Campbell, their inside linebacker, last year was a good player out of Iowa for them. People questioned why the Lions took a running back and a linebacker, the two positions that generally fall so far behind, edge rusher and corner and offensive tackle and quarterback, of course, and receiver. But they did, and it's worked out wonderfully. Jack Campbell has developed into an all-pro type linebacker in 1 year. He was good last year. He was like Edgerrin Cooper last year, Dave, but not as fast and not as talented as Edgerrin Cooper. So if you take what Edgerrin Cooper has done this season and limited snaps, 60% of the snaps last week or last game against the Lions, and he had an impact, that number is going to continue to rise, and I think seriously so. I think with Preston Smith being traded over the bye week, I think that'll allow other guys to reconfigure and the other people get some snaps. Lucas Van Ness, Enoch Barry for sure, and then couple of pass rushers. But Edgerrin Cooper, with Jack Campbell's performance last night, gives me hope that, boy, there is a lot of room to grow and to improve. And also for Javon Bullard and Evan Williams, because those guys are really good, all three as rookies. And you think about the leaps they can make for next year. But in terms of this year, with Preston Smith gone, who gave him zip, Dave? And I don't mean to be mean.
You're
to
spot
him.
On.
Tremendous, tremendous Packer for the 5+ years he was here. Gave him everything he had, and maybe it was a scheme, he says anyway, and he asked for a trade before they traded him. So maybe with Pittsburgh, he'll have a renaissance. And then I don't want to hear the fans that say, see, should have kept Preston Smith. For Preston. You know what I mean? So you can be prepared to tell your friends, hey, look, 2.5 sacks, 9 games. Come on now.
He wasn't producing. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
You know, Lucas Van Ness, if you're the 13th pick, Dave, you got to deliver
something
at some point. And this is the point. This would be the point for him. The other thing I like about with letting Smith go, some of those snaps in clear pass rush situations, Aaron Mosby and Brenton Cox Jr., two guys on the roster. Mosby's been really helping on special teams, but they're both pure speed pass rushers. They line them up, you say, go sick them, and that's about as simple as it gets. And they do have that first step, because when you watch that defense, I'm sure you've noticed, the speed off the edge come crashing down, that has just been lacking. I mean, they've gotten some pressures, they've gotten sacks, but in order to force a quarterback to step up into hopefully Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt's face masks, you got to get something off the edge going. And maybe those guys in spot situations, despite their inexperience, will be really good at that. So that's kind of the hope there, I think. And kind of another little change that that Matt LaFleur is planning on making, and this is really nothing that he's revealing to the opponents, but last year, about this same time when the Packers were 2-5 and looking for answers going into their bye, they decided to, in practice, have more, we used to call it good on good, 11 on 11, starters versus starters, live football, and get after it in practice. And I believe what Matt LaFleur said anyway before the bye is that it actually accelerated the juice in the locker room. It got guys more focused and locked in. And you say, why? Well, it's one thing if you're Jaden Reed and you're working against Carrington Valentine or Eric Stokes in practice, perhaps, or maybe not even. You're working against a second, third team guy. And then you go out there and you got a top-notch cornerback staring you down. Why not have him go against Jair Alexander, Xavier McKinney, have these guys on the field? Now, the tackling, they try to keep it to a reasonable, low there, but in practice, but you can get a lot of good work that way. And I think LaFleur's way of saying, I'm taking the gloves off, guys. Now we've got you healthy this far. We've nursed it along. Now we're going to get after each other in practice. And I still recall, I don't know who hated it worse or loved it, Frank Winters and Gilbert Brown, because they just got sick of each other by the end of this. Loved each other as teammates, but Gilbert was that damn Frankie, and he was a cussing guy, but he had a little under his breath, and it just drives me nuts. And you'd hear Frankie, he never liked to admit anything or concede an inch, that New Jersey and him, tough guy, and he was and is, but he would even admit, damn, big guy's got to lay on me like that all week long, I got a game Sunday, Gilbert, you do realize that. So, but I think LaFleur knows how to handle that and orchestrate it. He's planning on doing it, and that, to me, will be the the bat light, or what do they call it when you put out the emergency bat signal to get in?
Yes.
That's kind of what LaFleur is going to call for, I think, here with these guys. And we'll see how they respond. But my guess is, Dave, you'll hear in interviews going forward, boy, we're getting some benefit from getting to work against Xavier McKinney and see how he reacts to certain things when plays break down, blah, blah, blah. And you'll see some benefits from all of that. And I do think LaFleur is wise, because last year he had the youngest team in the NFL. This year he still has the youngest team in the NFL. And for all that experience the guys who came back got from last year's second half, the new guys haven't. They haven't been through that. So
no, they haven't.
He can get them up to speed. And, it's like a great example of Javon Bullard. He's wonderful in the slot, which allows Keyshawn Nixon to play the perimeter, which is where he belongs. But you get Evan Williams injured, so now Bullard's got to go back to safety, which he didn't practice, which I still find that kind of astounding, that you're a safety and a DB, and I know you're focusing on the nickel corner position, but really no snaps. Maybe they just can't afford it because you got Evan Williams, who's another rookie back there trying to learn that spot. But when he went out, it really was awful against the Jaguars. It looked like it was going to be a loss because the tight ends, they couldn't defend. You think about Sam Laporta and these guys, you better be able to defend them. And they couldn't do it against Jacksonville. But with everybody healthy now and with these guys, these young guys now, Cooper included, getting some reps against the number ones in practice during the week and being up for it and getting a lot of work in, I think that's going to bode well for them. So I'm happy to hear LaFleur has a plan. And I'm happy to hear players like Xavier McKinney, who you talk about just not really making any bones about it. He's a guy who they talk about what we got going on the second half. He said, I think we have the right guys in this locker room, McKinney said. We got the right staff everywhere in this building. We got the right people to do this. As players, we really got to nail this down because we're about to get into a stretch after this bye. That's going to be tough. We got to be ready to go. And when you hear that kind of experience, Dave, what do you think?
I do think so. And I think having a healthy team is going to be huge. Having the bye week comes at a perfect time for the Packers. and they've been beat up on. So the health is a big thing, and not having the penalties that we've seen to start off the first half of the season, because penalties are killing them. The drops are killing them. The injuries are killing them. We got the Bears this week, and then the following week we got the 49ers and then the Dolphins. And then we start December off again against the Lions. And, you know, that is going to be tough. And we have a lot of night games coming up here in the schedule as well. You know, so I think that's the other part to consider is the Packers are going to have to come out of this game and play hard. Minimize the penalties. That's what it comes down to. You cannot keep losing yards every time for doing just stupid things, is what I'll call it. I've watched them get some just penalties. I'm just flabbergasted by when I see some of these come out. It's like, wait, guys, you should not be doing that. You know better. And they're a young team, so they've got the experience. They've had that break. And I'm sure they've had quite a bit of meetings in the past week to say, hey, come on, let's get our stuff together here too, guys.
Well, Fritz Schirmer, the great D coordinator, always say you only get what you demand, and the Packers